Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we come to you in this moment now ready to hear from you. We recognize that in the busyness of this season, we can get caught up with so much, but we have paused for this moment that we might hear from you, spend time from you, be transformed by what you would say to us out of your word by your spirit. So Lord, to that end, we give you this time. I ask that you might anoint me afresh, use me for your glory, and let people hear your voice in your tenor and in your tone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen, I'm dealing with this whole idea of Christmas presents, not P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, but P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, the presence of God made manifest through Jesus' incarnation. Christmas ought not be just about the lights and the trees and the stuff that's under the tree, but we as believers ought to celebrate and recognize that what Christmas means is that his presence is with us. He was incarnated. He took on human flesh into eternity to live these experiences with us and to conform us to his image in the process. And so I want to take us another look at one of the passages that continues to fascinate me about the incarnation of Jesus and his presence among us. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. I'm reading from the New King James translation just because this phrase, I love it. Look what it says in Galatians chapter 4. The Bible says, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the Jewish law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons." I want to talk about the fullness of time. The fullness of time. That phrase, I tell you, that phrase, it just messes with me. It has messed with me ever since I first read it as a kid. That phrase in the Greek, ta pleroma, ta karuno, the idea is translated the complete time, the right time, the appropriate time. It's a fascinating expression that it's the only place it's found in the entire Bible is here in Galatians chapter 4. It speaks to the divine intervention of God into human space and human history to bring about hope and freedom and redemption for the people that God would send his son in it, taking on the likeness of their humanity. And the Bible says that it happened in the fullness of the time. It's that time in human history that is fixed and appointed by God for sending forth his son, so much so that even historically time has been separated between before Christ and after the death of Christ. We used to do the BC and AD kind of a thing, because Jesus coming, Jesus's incarnation was such an impactful part of history. The best way to translate that phrase, the fullness of time, is the idea of when the time was right. That's what some have said, that phrase, when the time was right, Jesus was born. Jesus took on flesh. Scholars have struggled to understand, though, in what way this expression of Jesus' incarnation is to be understood. So let's kind of break it down and let's see if we can hear what the Lord is saying to us. The Bible says that in the fullness of time, Jesus was born. It means that Jesus chooses to be present at the right time. Now listen, for some of us, the fullness of time is this idea of what some have said means the perfect time. The perfect time. It's the idea of the time that was fixed based upon the necessity of certain things happening first and being in place so that Jesus could be born. It's the idea of this whole background story and things needing to be set up a certain way. And when all of those things were in place, Jesus was incarnated. Jesus was born. Jesus took on humanity. When all the dominoes were in place, you ever seen those dominoes that get set up in patterns and all that kind of stuff? When everything was set up just right in the eyes of God, Jesus was born. Some have said that time, that issue is this idea that this was a period in Roman civilization, that there was peace that facilitated travel, that the Roman armies had laid out roads all over the then known world that they controlled, so it made travel easy, so that the word of God about Jesus could travel. It happened at a time where there was a language that people did business in. It was called the Koine Greek, so that when the Bible and the story of Jesus was written in that language, people all over the then known world would be able to understand the story of Jesus. It was after the Jewish people had been scattered all over the Mediterranean world, and there were synagogues that were set up that kind of gave people the idea of a monotheistic religion, that this belief in one true God was capable. It happened in the time when urban civilizations began to emerge to the point and such to an aspect where the rapid spread of the Christian message would happen. It was when all those things were in place, then God sent his son. Now, I want you to notice something, that if we're talking about the perfect time when Jesus showed up, it was not the nick of time. It didn't happen when people wanted it to. That's why Grandmama used to say, he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. For somebody this Christmas, you need to know that the Christmas presence of Jesus in your life means that there's some things that he's been setting up. There's some stuff he's been putting in place. There's some dominoes that he's been setting up. There's some interconnected things that he has put in place that will allow you to be successful. And if you'll trust him, then when he shows up, when he manifests himself in your life, when he divinely intervenes in the situations of your life, everything will be perfect. Everything will be perfectly set up. It will be the perfect time that God will show up and then push you into a rapid capability to be successful in the stuff God has been setting up for you. For somebody, the Christmas presence of Jesus is the perfect time that he has been setting up. That's the reason why he hasn't answered some prayers yet. That's the reason why some things haven't happened the way you wanted them to happen yet, because he's been setting it up for the perfect time for your life. Well, for some folks, the fullness of time, that idea of the fullness of time and the presence of Jesus in your life, takes on more of the connotation of the appropriate time. Watch me, I'm going somewhere on this one. Watch. The idea of the appropriate time is that when things in the world had reached a certain condition, that's what one commentator has said. The Message Bible picks up this idea in its transliteration of Galatians 4:4, is when it says, but when the time arrived that was set by God the Father. Check this out. The phrasing, pleroma te chronu, is this. It's two words, pleroma, which deals with plenty or abundance. It's a farming term, where it deals with the abundance of time, the fullness, that there was plenty of, right? But then it's also connected with the word chronos, which is the idea not of clocks, watches, and calendars, but of seasons and cycles. So when the plenty of the cycles had come, or the fullness of time, meaning that when the harvest time has come. For some folks, God is trying to let you know that his Christmas presence in your life, that what he's bringing you into, is a time of fruitfulness, a time of harvesting. It's a time where the things that you have sown, that now has been the time that God is ushering you into a season where, as he shows up in your life, he will bring about fruitfulness and abundance. And he's going to push you into a season where all of the hard work, all of the things that you have laid up, it is now time for there to be a release and a harvesting of everything that you've sown in the name of Jesus. That his divine intervention in your life during this Christmas season, his Christmas presence will bring with it a harvest time for you, a season of abundance, a season of fruitfulness, a season where your business will grow, a season where you'll feel a certain release in your family and in your relationships, that in your life you will see the fruitfulness of God, because that's his Christmas presence with you. It means a time that has been set aside, and it's appropriate that you would walk into this season, and God has been working to set it up, and his Christmas presence in your life will boost you into that season. well, some have struggled with this phrase of the fullness of time, and they see it more so as an idea, not so much as the perfect time, and not so much of the appropriate time, but more of the appointed time. The idea comes from the phrase of the fullness of time being this time appointed by God to occur after a certain period has now over. The idea comes from a prophecy that was set up in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, that there would be 77s or 70 weeks that would happen from the time of the Babylonian exile until Jesus would be born, and that Jesus being born was an end to that period of time, that season and that time period of waiting, that time period of struggle, that time period of sowing in tears, if you will, that the Jewish people dealt with and struggled with a lot during that time from their Babylonian exile until Jesus was born, and that Jesus being born was an ushering in of an end of that season. The Christian Standard Version picks up this idea when it translated as, when the time came to completion, God sent his son. For some folks, God's Christmas presence in your life, you need to know that this, when Jesus shows up, when Jesus manifests himself to you, it's a sign of a period of waiting for you is coming to an end, that certain things, that it's the end of something, some struggles, some cycles that you haven't appreciated, some things that you have struggled through, that God's Christmas presence in your life in the person of Jesus means that he's bringing that to an end in your life, that the struggle is over, that the weight is over, that the heaviness and the burden and the depression and the cycles that you have been in, he's bringing it to an end because he has now shown up and he is present in your life. His divine intervention is to bring you hope and freedom of what he has in front of you. Listen, whether your Christmas presence from Jesus is about a perfect time, or whether it's about an appointed time, or whether it's about an appropriate time, the truth of the matter is that Jesus' incarnation means that his Christmas presence to us this year will bring about his manifested presence into the situations of our lives at just the right time. So for some people, you need to know that the struggle is coming to an end. For some folks, you need to understand that God has been setting some things up, and if you'll just be patient, he's about to bring about what he desires. For some folks, it means that God is now ushering you into a season of fruitfulness and harvest. Either way, you need to know that the incarnation of Jesus means that Jesus is right here, and his manifested presence is the Christmas presence that you and I need for this year. Can I pray for us? Father, we thank you for what Jesus coming in flesh means. Thank you that it means that we're never alone. It never means that we struggle all by ourselves. It also means that you have lovingly navigated the circumstances of our life. And when you are ready for us, when it is the perfect time, when it is the appropriate time, when it is the appointed time, you will usher us into what you have for us because you are with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are Emmanuel, the God who is with us. And we love you, and we bless you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Get ready for his Christmas presence.